Okay, so we left off on Daf Zayin of an Aleph. There's a few quick drushes. Amar le Rav Huna bar Nasan le Rav Ashi. My dechsev, it's unclear what the connection of this to what we had previously is. Meaning until now it was all cases of Sirtut. Until now it was all cases of Sirtut. Not clear exactly what the connection is. I think the Maritz Chayas maybe asks, what's the connection between everything in our Gemara? And he says, the connection here is not through Sirtut, the connection here is substantive because it is very, very similar to what Rabbi Elazar sent to Mar Okva, Don Lashem Ischolel, about how there it was about how if you don't do anything, Hashem will fight your battles. Here also it's another drasha about how if you don't do anything, Hashem will fight your battles. So that's the connection. But in any case, what was the question? The question was, I'm going to put in my answer, the Rashi, my dichsiv, kina v'dimona v'adada. What does it mean, this list of, it's a pasuk, the list of three cities, like many similar psukim in Sefer Yoshua? Amar lehem, asvasad eretz yisrael kachashiv. What does it mean? It's listing the cities of eretz yisrael, like, you know, the whole second half of Sefer Yoshua. I'm really Atranan Loyatan and Sasa there is Shok. You think I don't know that obviously the shot is that it's kind of the city of Eretz Yisrael. Ella Rav Gvir Meir Giza Arm Beit Taima. Now I knew that Rav Gvir Meir Giza said a drusha on it. And what was this drusha? Kol Mishishal Kina Al Chavir of the Domain, right? That's the Kina Vidimona, Kina and Domain. Whoever has Kina has a, it doesn't have to mean jealousy, it can mean a, you know, a, right. So his friend insulted him, let's say. That's what Rashi says, right? He has a tang on his friend, and he doesn't do anything. Shochen adayad adadam is Hashem, shochen adayad ose lo din. Okay. If you don't do anything, Hashem will take care of you. Here we have a big issue, which is, since when do we darshan every... I mean, he was right. Right, every time there's a list of cities, we're going to darshan it. And here we have a fundamental machlokas. Most mefarshim assume, of course, we don't darshan every list of cities. I mean, then England of herself, there in Yeshua, it's a lot of lists of cities. It's specifically these cities which you have to darshan. Why specifically these cities? Okay, Chaim will tell us the Masifta brings a million different shots in the Achrona. Why specifically these cities? The best shot is the Tosas Rush says. Yeah. The Tosas Rush says. Because if you look at the numbers, they don't work. Now, there are many Hesberim for this. Depends how you count them. He says there are 35 cities, and then it says these 29 cities. It says 29 cities. Oh, there's an extra six cities. It must be those extra ones referred to Russia, and therefore he's specifically darshaning these three and the next three. We didn't get to the next three. These ones. If you look at the Malbim, he goes into a little more in Pshuta Shel Mikra, how you could say that there are extra cities, but... Nonetheless, fit into the Pshut Shel Mikra. The Malbim wants to say, you know, it means sometimes they counted suburbs and sometimes they didn't. And that's how 35 with suburbs, 29 without suburbs. And then you have to ask, why'd they count the suburbs only here and not there? And then it's a good question. So Pshut Shel Mikra, they're real suburbs, right? Doesn't mean that they're not cities. They're suburbs. But since in Pshut Shel Mikra, they're suburbs, then you have to darshan why they count the suburbs here. But in any case, that's the Tosas Rush and the Malbim, explains how it fits in Shuda Shel Mikra, says there are extra cities here that are not counted, so they must be for Drasha. The Sifsei Kohen I put in brackets, which is not the Shach of the Shulchan Aruch. It's a different Kohen. It is Rav Mordechai Kohen, the Talmud of the Machaber. He writes on Chumash, he basically writes in a Hanami. He writes, he darshens the names of all the treif birds. On Chumash there, that's what it's doing in Parsha Shmini. And he says, and if you say, how can we darshan something? After all, you're going to darshan every single word in the Chumash if it just means something. He says, yes, we see from here that you can darshan every single word. If you have a drasha, you should say it. So apparently he thinks you should darshan all the cities and species and plants and animals all over Tanakh. Some that we know, some that we don't. Okay, so either there's a specific reason to darshan here, or you darshan whatever you can. In any case, the drasha was that if you don't stand up for your honor or your insult, etc., you know, your nelovim veinim olvim, etc., then Hashem will take care of you. Amar Le'Eliyati says, if so, tziklag Boom, madmana, visansana, hachina. I mean, you're going to darshan those also? Amrlai, yavra, if you didn't bear giza hacha, haba amrba taima. I wish I could. If Rabbi Meir Giza was here, he would have given a drasha. Rach mechaza, amr bahachi, hitaka did give a drasha. Kol mishesho tzakas legima, tziklag is tzakas legima. Tzakas legima, legima is eating, right? Tzakas legima means someone is stealing your parnasa, right? Not just, you know, you're a rich guy and someone stole your, you know, one of your many diamond studded watches. But someone steals from you or encroaches on your business, and now you can't feed your family. And none of us the domain, that's Madmanav's domain, Shochet v'sneh oshelodin, Hashem takes care of you. Okay, so the Farshim asks, how come there it's Shochet aliyad? And here it is Shochet v'sneh. And maybe the answer is, it's different midos of Hashem. The tzakas legima is the guy who's suffering. Meaning, the guy didn't just insult him or whatever. The guy's mamish taking the food out of his mouth, so he's suffering. So what is Shochet v'sneh? Hashem, why was Hashem Shochet v'sneh? What does, I think Rashi says on Chumash, why was Hashem Shochet v'sneh? Why wasn't he Shochet in, I don't know, a big fancy tree or lightning and thunder or something? Ellie?
Anova.
Not just Anova, but Imo Anochi Betzara. Imo Anochi Betzara. Right, the Shochet v'sneh, Hashem's mean of Imo Anochi Betzara, meaning if someone really suffers, they shouldn't worry. Hashem feels their suffering in Imo Anochi Betzara, and therefore Hashem understands exactly what they're going through, and He will come through for them. On the other, the guy's not necessarily suffering. It's not like Shibud. It's right. Rashi says Kas Machmas Tzara Shetziaru. You're angry at the guy. That doesn't mean you're Mamish suffering. It's not like you don't have food to eat. It's not like you're enslaved in Egypt, etc., where Hashem needs the midah of Shochet v'sneh. It's not Imo Nochet Betzara. It's not that you're very mad at the guy because the guy is very obnoxious to you. So in that case, perhaps Hashem used the midah of Shochet adi'ad. You know, what's Shochet adi'ad? Shochet adi'ad is not the midah of Tzara of Hashem, of smallness of Hashem. Here's the midah of greatness of Hashem. Okay, here, Hashem used this midah of his midah of greatness to say that I understand your problem. Your problem is not that someone's making you suffer so much. Your problem is someone's disrespecting you. Someone is not giving you the respect that you deserve. And Hashem has a midah for that also. He says, you're right, I use my midah of greatness and my midah of enlargement to say I understand that people deserve a certain respect, even if they're not physically suffering. They have a ma'amad, they have a status which should be respected, and therefore I will punish that insult as well. So maybe that explains the difference in formulations. In any case, we see here the basic point is tying in the Bechav, as Maharaz Chai has pointed out, that that if someone doesn't fight their own battles, Hashem will fight for them. Okay, Yesh La'ayin here. I looked in the Mefarshim. I could not be Machriya. You could take this in different directions philosophically, which is not going to be our topic now. What does this mean? Does this mean if the guy had proper recourse, or if the guy didn't have proper recourse? Meaning, you take it in a very different direction. Say, one direction, say, this guy had proper recourse. He could have stood up for himself successfully, but it's always better to be passive and depend on Hashem and not be active and not stand up for yourself. That would be a philosophical commitment of saying we should be pacifists, we should be quietists, and not stand up for ourselves, but rather just have bitachon and wait for Hashem. Or you could say, no. Obviously, if the guy can sum in Bezdin, if the guy can stand up and stop him, if the guy can stand up and say, I'm going to defend myself, then he's chayav to do the shtadlus of defending himself. Here it's talking about a guy who has no proper recourse in Bezdin. What could he do? You know, he could go and make a scene, he could go and violate the halacha, you know, and do nekama, and, you know, take things without proper proof in Bezdin, etc. And it's talking about a fellow who has illegal recourse. If the guy refrains from his illegal recourse, his unethical recourse, then Hashem will do a din for him. Okay, big nafkamina. Big nafkamina of all the shaylas ad hayom hazeh, all of Judaism, right? If one has a legal halachic way of getting what they need, should one take the legal halachic way and say God helps those who help themselves, or should one better sit by and have bitachon? Okay, I guess I would prefer to read this, but I have no proof in the sugya itself. Then no, this is like more ukva. It's talking about where you have recourse, but the recourse is anti-halachic and unethical. You have recourse. Yeah, you could do something the guy who insulted you. You could do nekama and insulted back, you could do rechilos and get everyone else against him, etc. Yeah, the guy took away your business, so what could you do? You have no proof, you can't sue and invest in. I know, you could go steal from him, you go burn his house down, etc. Okay, if you have unethical recourse, everyone agrees that you shouldn't use your unethical recourse, and you should restrain yourself, and Hashem will do it then for you.
But you're right a lot by that assumption.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't know, that the Gemara is not saying. Okay, we'll leave it at that. There the time is not clear either. This works better according to one side of our Zimra Chakira. If the Isra of Zimra is because of the Chorban, then this ties in to the things that are Usr because of the Chorban. Otherwise, it's a little hard to see exactly what the connection is. Kalila, so there's a good raya for the Chorban side of the Chakira. How do we know that crowns are Usr? So what exactly is a crown, by the way? Here is a big machlokes between Tosfos and most Rishonim, I would say. Let's say Rashi. Rashi says it means literally a crown. That's what the Rambam sounds like. That's what the Narach sounds like. What I think most Rishonim sound like, although it's always hard to know how to count Rishonim. But Tosfos says, for various technical reasons, it's not a crown. It's more of a canopy of some sort. But let's assume, so Tosfos assumes it's not something that's actually you wear on your head, it's something that goes above your head, some sort of fancy canopy that it's hard for me to envision because I haven't seen such things. But maybe people traveling fancier circles have seen such things. You put very fancy crown-like canopies and the guy sits under it. Rashi and most Rishonim assume, it's a crown. So let's go with crown. So, how do we know a crown is also? I'm leaving Rabbanan, the time of Pol Moshe Aspasianos. That's Vespasian. Godwell Taurus Chasanim, meaning at a certain stage of the Korban, they made Xera against the Chasanim wearing crowns. Clearly, it's for the Korban. The Alpha Iris, and also on a certain type of bell musical instrument they used to play. Adahachi, Kamar of Hunalef.
So this was in anticipation of the Korban, because all the other things that we learned with Zimra. Well,
no, but there also means Shabbat Sanhedrin might have been before the Korban, if it means 40 years before.
After
unless it means Batal Sanhedrin 40 years before from Lushka Sagazis. Right? Not clear. So that's a certain stage of the Chorban. Certain stage. Remember the Yerushalmi says, every tzara, your memai, one simcha. So this is one of the tzaras. So, Adahachi, Kamar from the Lafnu, you go to the bathroom. Amalir of Kista, Kruxib. Komar Hashem, Elokim, Hasir, Mitz, Nefes, Varbim, Ha'atara. He's not Pshuta Shalakim, the Drasha, Zos, Lo, Zos. Hashafala hagbeya vagavoa hashbil. Sorry, v'chima in mitznefes is atara. What's the connection between mitznefes and an atara? A mitznefes is merely a turban. An atara is a crown. Ela lomer lach mitzmanch mitznefes brosh kohen gadol. Brosh kohen gadol wore the mitznefes. Atara brosh kol adam. Mitzdalka mitznefes brosh kohen gadol. Mitzdalka atara brosh kol adam. So it's not a theory or a bun. It can be learned out from the psukim. Also for the korban. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, basically, that's the Mitznef, the Kohen Gadol, then you can wear a crown. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, you cannot wear a crown. Adahachi, Asa Rav Huna, Ashkechinu Davi Yasvi, Rav Huna came back from the bathroom, so they were sitting and talking about this. Amar Leil Elokim, he swore, Midra Banam, it's really Gzir Darana, not learned out from that pasuk. Ela Chista Shemach Chasdoin Milach. However, your name is Chista, and your words are nice. It's a little unclear, although the Chronim struggle with why are his words nice. He's wrong. He's saying that's not Shad of the Pasuk. That's not, or even the Drash of the Pasuk. So what's nice about his words? So there are different theories. I think the Marashah here says, well, you have a good Diyuk Akasha in the Pasuk, but I just don't agree with your answer. Like, it is a good Kasha, the connection between Mitznefes and Atzara, but I have a different answer that's not recorded here. And somehow he said, you're not crazy, but nonetheless, we don't Pasuk like you. Ravina Ashkechi Lamar Bar Vashi Dava Godol Klilu Levrate. He was making a crown for his daughter. Amar Leh, Losavar Lomar Hasir Tzef Zohar Matara. Don't you hold from this drasha from this Isser? Apparently there are those who held like Rav Chista against Rav Huna. Amar Leh, Dum Yad Kohen Gadol Legavri. Yes, but it's like the Kohen Gadol. It's only Usser for men. It's not Usser for for women. End of this part of the pasuk. in this part of the sugya. Here you just have one interesting machlokas being pretty much everyone else, and the Meiri, who is this Zera Chal upon? It says Gozra al Torah's Chasan. So Tosfos here and all the other almost all the other Rishonim, and that's how we pass the Halacha to. It's only for Chasanim, only also for Chasan, not even for Kalos. Right, for kalos and irshel zahav, certain times of very fancy crowns are usher, but not any crown. Any crown is usher for a chasan. After all, it says shel chasanim. The rest of the ones don't say chasanim, but there's also a remnant to chasanim. After all, like the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol is someone special. It means someone special. It's only an isser for chasanim. The Meiri says no. It means even for chasanim. Avad it's us for a regular guy to wear a crown. But you might think it's mutter for simchas chasim v'kala, like we saw Zimro is mutter for simchas chasim v'kala. So kamash v'lan that it's also even for chasanim, where it's a big mitzvah of simchas chasim v'kala, and kol shkin for other people, where it's not a mitzvah at all, and it's just stam vanity. If it is only usher for a chasan, maybe yesh makom lachkor. Why it's only usher for? I mean, either way. Yesh Malchum Lachkor, the standard understanding is it's simcha. It's a big simcha to wear a crown, and for a chassid to wear a crown, it's the most simcha, because he has simcha of chasana and simcha the crown. Theoretically, one could also say maybe it's midin chashimus. You know, that's like the idea of it's nefes and atara, meaning, you know, we have to be in mind our chashivas now, after all. If there's no, there's no kohen gadol wearing fancy clothing, and there's no in the Beis HaMikdash, then what, we're going to be more chashim than him, and we're going to wear fancy clothing? Maybe specifically a chassan would be a problem because he's very special. And you can't make him so chashim by saying you're special today and wear a crown when there's no kohen gadol. Okay, so perhaps for chashivas, perhaps it's for simcha. In any case, we have this iser. The Gemara then darshins, my zos lo zos. What does that part of the pasuk mean?
The Rambam here says kalos and nefesani.
What? I'm not sure what you mean by that. Okay. No. That's what I said. There's a different issue for what's called the Irshel Zaha for gold and silver crowns of Kalas, which was not here. That's different. I mean, even Kalas have an issue of crowns, but that's a different Zera they made in a different Pulmos, only for gold and silver crowns. For some crowns, there's no issue for a Kala. So, my Zos Lo Zos. Darsh Rav Avira, Zimnan Omer L'Shei Rav Ami, Zimnan Omer L'Shei Rav Asi, B'Shosh HaRakash Baruch Hu L'Shol Hasar Mitznefes Varim Artara. When he said this, which is basically a prediction of the Korban, Amar Lach Esharit L'Hakash Baruch Hu Ribono Shlolam, Zos and L'Yisrael Shekdima L'Fanecha V'Sinai Nasa V'Nishma. That's Zos, meaning, how can you do this punishment to the Korban, to Bnei Yisrael, who said Nasa before they said Nishma? And Hashem answered, Amar Lahem, Lo Zos Lahem, don't they deserve this? Lozos lehem lishos shekdima lefanecha b'sinai na sorry sheshpilos agavov ikvios ashafel b'midu tzel b'hachel, who lowered the high and raised the low, meaning they put an idol in the Beis HaMikdash instead of being mechabim me in the Beis HaMikdash. So don't they absolutely deserve this? It's interesting, by the way, that how did he know to darshan specifically about nasa v'nishma? What did Chazal tell us? Mistama, he's tying into a Midrashic theme. What did Chazal tell us happened when the Jews said Nasa before Nishma? The Malachim came and gave each of them two crowns. So that's now it makes sense. The Malach HaShari says, you're going to take the crown away from Bnei Yisrael? How can you take away their crown? They deserve the crown because of Nasa and Nishma. And the answer is, they deserve the crown because of Nasa and Nishma, but what else do we know in the Midrash? That what happened to their crowns? When they, Egel, right? Then they lost their crown. So Shem's basically, this is basically the conversation. They say, what about Nasa Nishma? Shem says, no, those crowns are only Amanas. They don't worship Avodah Zarah. If they worship Avodah Zarah, then they no longer deserve those crowns. There's a limit to these chus of Nasa and Nishma. You know, perhaps, could be, if they had eight Nevelos Trefus, Mechal Shabbos, maybe they would still deserve crowns. But once they're over to Avodah Zarah, that crossed the line and they lose their crowns. Because fundamentally, someone who worships Avodah Zarah is not connected to the truth of Hashem anymore. Okay, continuing in the Gemara. Darash Rav Avira, Zimnim Amar L'Mishmei D'Rav Ami, V'Zimnim Amar L'Mishmei D'Rav Asi. Ma'idif Siv Komar Shem Im Shleimin V'Chein Rabim V'Chein Nogozu V'Avar. Right, etc. right? What is this pasuk referring to? So it's referring to Roa Adam Shem Zonosa Mitzutsamim. Shlima means used up. So if you see your money's used up, right? Your Mizonos Mitzutsam, you have very little money to support yourself. What should you do? Yasa Mehem Tzedakah. You should be Gozei, you should take some off and give Tzedakah. Obviously, this is counterintuitive. We would think if you don't have any money, you shouldn't give Tzedakah. But he's saying, no, Adrava, the chus of giving Tzedakah will help your Parnasa, the idea of Aser Vishvil Shet Tit Asher, etc., which makes a lot of sense, just in terms of Midah Keneged Midah. Right, if someone gives to those who have less, then Hashem will give to him. The kol she came a Reuben, and for sure, if you have a lot of nechassim, you should give tzedakah because now you can afford to give tzedakah, and then Hashem will bless you even more. So even a poor person should give tzedakah. My bechin avozu ve'avar. Okay, what is this ve'avar? Tanit ve'yirshval kol goes in nechassim also in tzedakah. Anyone who shears off, cuts off some of his nechassim and gives tzedakah, needs a medin shel gehenim, will be saved from gehenim. Right, va'avar, he will pass through va'avar. What will he pass? He'll pass over again. Va'avar will pass over. Right, va'yavor esma avar yavok, etc. Va'yavri beimas anachal, just in the beginning of this week's parasha, means to cross the river. So cross over the river, not to swim through the river. So he'll cross over Gehenim. He'll skip Gehenim. Mashal, what's the mashal? L'shtei rechelos, this mashal is very fascinating. L'shtei rechelos sh'yovos b'mayim, two sheep going through the water, achas gzuzah, achas im gzuzah. One was sheared and very short here, and the other had very long here. Gzuzah avrav, sh'en gzuzah lo avrav, the one with short hair made it through the water, because it didn't get bogged down by catching all the water in its wool. The one who had long hair, who had a lot of wool, got stuck in the water. The wool got so wet, it made her too heavy, and she couldn't get out of the water, and I guess she drowned or something. So here it's an interesting mashal. It's a little harsh than we modern Orthodox capitalists are used to, compared to what we modern Orthodox capitalists are used to. What he's saying here is that it's not just that if you have money, it's an opportunity to give tzedakah, and there's a chus, like until now it was like there's a chus of tzedakah, tatzel, you know, migehenim. I think here he's implying something else, that davka having a lot of money can be a michshol. And perhaps the issue isn't quantitative, whether you have a lot of money or a little money, but whether you're gozes your money or not. You know, I don't think here he's saying that the richer you are, the more avirus you do. But I think what he's saying is that someone whose attitude is gziza versus someone whose attitude is to keep for himself, someone who wants to keep all the money for himself, that money itself becomes a michshel for him and lands him in Gehenna. And we know people can be easily corrupted by money. And someone who is willing to part with his money, and meaning puts his money in the right perspective, right? Again, even the guy has a lot of money. If he's willing to part with it and give a proper amount of tzedakah, I think that counts the rachel gezuzah. You know, we're not Amish communists here. Then, someone has a proper attitude towards money, so his money will not drag him down. V'ini sicha, what is the very end of this pasuk? It says, v'ini sicha lo anech od, amam razutra, afilu ani amasparnas ben tzedakah, yaseh tzedakah. V'ini sicha means even an ani should give tzedakah. Lo and nech od, Tani Rabbi Yosef, showing Maron lo simon inios, you won't be poor anymore if someone who's poor gives tzedakah, similar to what we started with, then he will not be poor anymore. He will, it didn't say in the very beginning that it would help him. I added that in. In the beginning, it just said he should give tzedakah. Okay, what will happen if he does give tzedakah? If he does give tzedakah, then midah k'neged midah, Hashem will give tzedakah to him.
Not arguing with Musa, but the mashal physically is wrong. Animals that have all their hair on it, their natural hair, have all the air in this, and they can float better.
You're making trouble.
I know. That's why I said, I'm not talking to Lister. I'm just...
The answer is Sarachian. I don't know. I never thought about that. Okay. Sarachian, I haven't thought about that properly. We'll have to leave this for now. My turn. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mirekel, Mizrach, etc. So now, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? He says, Akko is the northern border, right? Akko l'tzafon. L'meimra d'akko l'tzfon ader tzol kaimi. You, Mishnah, clearly saying Akko is the northern border. You're on the road from Akko to Kziv. Nowadays, we call it Achziv, right? It's a town on the Mediterranean coast north of Akko. You can still go there nowadays. I don't know, what's there now? Anyone been there?
Chof.
Camping area.
Okay.
Camping.
Chof Achziv. It's not a big city nowadays. But in those days, it seems like it was a big city. I mean, by their standards. So if you're walking from Akko to Kziv, you're obviously walking north, the way our Gersa says, right? because your right is the east. Turn your right to the east of the road is Tamei Mishum Eretz Amim Uktura Min HaMaiser Umin HaShvias. From your right to the Mizrach HaDerech is, we assume as Tomas Eretz Amim is Pontra Maiser and Shvias Ad Shivadil Chashu Chayavis, unless you have proof there's Chayavis, meaning it's Bechezgas Chotzlaretz. Mishmol Amar HaDerech, on your left to the west of the road is Torah Mishum Eretz Amim V'Chayavis Maiser Shvias Ad Shivadil Chashu Ptura. Right, we assume it's Eretz Yisrael, has no Eretz Toma, and it's Chayav Maiser Shvias until you can prove otherwise. Meaning, the Kasha is, Akko's clearly, again, we have maps, we can cheat, we just look at the map and see where Akko is, right? They did not necessarily have this option. So this Brisa sounds like Akko's on the eastern border of Israel. Why? Because, now, I'm not much of an artist, I'm not going to draw to scale, I'm not even going to draw to shape. I'm just going to draw a blob, and we will call that Eretz Yisrael. I mean, no insult to the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. I'm just not so good at drawing. So, if this is Eretz Yisrael, then let's think about it. From Akko to Ksiv, on my right is Chutz Laretz, and on my left is Eretz Yisrael. So what must it be? It must be that here is Akko, and here, or even here, is Ksiv. Let's say there is Ksiv. From Naria, there is Ksiv. Although it doesn't really matter where Ksiv is, but it clearly, then it makes sense. So I'm walking from Akko to Ksiv. My right is to the east is Chutz Laretz. My left to the west there is Yisrael. But then Akko can't be the northern border. So you have to walk up to Ksiv and walk along this side. So it's Akasha. So the answer is no. Who says Eretz Yisrael is a rectangle? Eretz Yisrael is a more complicated shape. The answer is, where am I? Ad hechon ekziv until ekziv, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Lavlo, he said until Lavlo, okay, Amar Abaye, Ritzua Nafga, no, there's a piece sticking out. There's a strip sticking out. It's not a box, it's a more complicated shape, and therefore Akko could be in the north, but nonetheless, when you walk from Akko to ekziv, you have this phenomenon. How so? So there are a few different shots in the mainstream shot based on the Gersa of our Gemara, which the Rama takes the Gersa of our Gemara. I know the Gra doesn't. Rashi takes the Gersa of our Gemara. So the simple shot is, what does this Ritzua look like? It's based on the Gersa of the Gemara and the Ramban and many others, right? The Ramban also says this, is here is Eretz Yisrael. Here is Akko has to be Chutz Laretz, right? Or at least half and half. Here is Eretz Yisrael. Here is Akko. Very good job there, so. Here is Akko. Here is the strip that goes up to Ksiv. And this is how you're walking. You're walking up the Derech, right? From Akko to Ksiv, right? And on your right is Chutz Laretz, on your left is Eretz Yisrael, because there's a strip sticking out. The Gra insists that we change the Gersa, because there's a different Gersa than Tosefta. It's not exactly clear how he envisions it, but let's assume the Gra, he changes which side is which. So L'chora, according to the Gra, based on the Tosefta, it looks more like this. Ziv, Akko, and the derech you're going on is this way. And oh, we need the coastline. Here is the coastline. Okay, so you're going from Akko to Ksiv. The strip does not stick out along the coast, like it seems like from our Gemara. The Gra's Gersa would have the strip be a little inland, and therefore when you're walking on the strip, to your right is Eretz Yisrael, to your left in Chutz Laretz. The Rambam, in a picture attached, I apologize, I realize in many versions of the Rambam, it says in the text, here's the picture, but it doesn't provide the picture. But Morty noticed that and sent it out, thank you. In the Rambam, he has a different picture. He assumes the strip is not a strip of Eretz Yisrael sticking out into Eretz Amim, but a strip of Eretz Amim sticking into Eretz Yisrael, by which I mean, if, here we have the Brah, and here we have the Rambam. The Rambam, oh, I meant the Rambam has our gear, so he doesn't have our picture. So, Gemara, Rashi, Ramban, V'chuli. The Rambam has a slightly different picture. He says, there's a strip of Eretz Ha'amim going into Eretz Yisrael. If here is Akko, and here is Kziv, and you're walking up the path from Akko to Kziv, and that should have been blue. Lo mashaneh. If you're walking up the path from Akko to Kziv, then on your right is Chutzlar, your left there is Yisrael. He has the same girsa as we do, but he just has the Ritzua going in a different direction. Okay. What difference this makes? I mean, it makes a difference in terms of what's Simon Truman Meister and what isn't.
How is Akko Tzofon?
It's the Tzofon except for this strip.
Oh, so
same as Rashi, it's the Tzofon except for this strip.
How can you say that the strip comes out from where Akko is long and the strip comes out from Akko?
Yeah, that's what the Ramban says.
That's
what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, he says this way, Akko is long and the strip comes out of Akko. He actually says it a little differently, because he says half and half. If you believe that Akko is half and half, you say Akko is long and the strip comes out on one side or the other.
Then that makes Akko both Noah and connected to the strip, which is not Noah.
Correct. Okay. Agreed. Continuing, but whichever way it is, the Abaye asks a strange question. Sorry, not Abaye. The Gemara is strange. Would the Tana give the simon like this? We're not exactly sure what he means by this question. Would the Tana give a simon like this? Meaning, what's the problem? The Tana just said what he said. So here, it's very unclear what he means. Would the Tana give a simon like this? Rashi says the question is, would the Tana give a simon about a strip? Rashi says, for one strip, one little strip, would the Tana give a simanim of what's Eretz Yisrael? And then the answer is, in Kronami of Simanim, yes, the Torah is also machshev a little strip. The Siva Yomer Nechag Hashem b'Shilo miyam yamina, Asher mitzvonu b'Yisrael, Shilo is north of b'Yisrael, Mizrach Hashem is from Silo, b'Yisrael Shchema, and it's east of the path, the road that goes from Beit El to Shchem, Minegav Vonon, south of east of what? Like Shuvah Shomikra, east of the path. So just like the Navi is Machshiv one path to use as a geographical identification of where Shiloh is. Likewise, the Braisa could teach us the halacha of one strip. Okay, it's a little funny, like what's the Hav mean? The Braisa shouldn't teach us halachas of small areas of land? Like you need to know Kol Tarkuli, you need to know what to do. I understand. If there's halacha that only applied to one place, I shouldn't teach it to you? So, here, it's very unclear, how to get a good hesber of exactly what the question is, but I just brought three shots on the Makorah sheet. One, Rashi says, would the Tana really waste his time talking about one Ritzua? The answer is yes. The Tanakh mentioned roads, so that the Tana could mention a Ritzua. Tosa says, no, it's a purely grammatical question. It's a technical grammatical question. Would you say... Tosa says, the problem is that the Lashon is Mizrach HaDerech and Marav HaDerech. You shouldn't say east of the road and west of the road, because you're not supposed to say east of a road, you're supposed to say eastwards. Because like a road's not so big that you call something east of it. Like what are you going to say? This whole country is east of this road. It's weird to say that like a whole country is east of one road, and therefore it should have just said eastwards. That technical question of idiomatic usage. And the answer is no, but look at the Tanakh also. It doesn't just say eastwards. It says east of the road. A whole Mishkan should be east of a road. Okay, so apparently it's a question of idiomatic usage. The Kasha was, you shouldn't say east of a road and west of a road. You should just say east and west. Kamash, why don't you say east of a road? Okay, the Ramban has a third shot, and the Ritva says something similar, and the Shiran as well. He says, without getting into all the other discussion of his, he says, how can you give a simon based on a road? Roads, they twist, they turn, Sometimes they get rerouted, people make shortcuts, or people go around an obstacle. Like, a road is not really trustworthy enough to use as a simon. You should find a better simon than a road. That was the kasha. Really? You're going to give a simon based on a road? Roads are not reliable. They twist and turn, and they change every 2 decades. And the answer is, well, the Tanakh used a road as a simon. It's reliable enough for the Tanakh. It's reliable enough for us. Okay, so whichever of these three shots him, we give an answer, and we're going to go weiter. Next, Gemara. And here it gets complicated. Ready? Get the board, please, when you have a chance. Tani Chada. Hamevi get besfina, kamevi beretz Yisrael. One Brisa taught, if you bring the get in a boat, the simple shot means that you wrote the get in a boat, then the boat landed, and you gave it to the woman. Right? So, like, where did the get come from? Did it come from Chutz L'Eretz or Eretz Yisrael? It came from a boat, a very strange place. Then, it's like bringing it from Eretz Yisrael, and you don't need to say Vanayach, Vanayach, Tamatani either, but another Brisa says, Kamei B'Chutz L'Eretz. Two equal Brisas. One says it counts to Eretz Yisrael, and you don't need to say Vanayach, Vanayach, and the other says it counts to Chutz L'Eretz, and you do need to say Vanayach, Vanayach. So, what do you do? Rav Yirmiyah Lo Kasha. We have three answers. We'll start with two of them. Lo kasha ha Rav Yehuda Rabbanan. Or maybe we'll get to all three. No problem. It's a machlok between Rav Yehuda Rabbanan. Meaning, everyone agrees with the ground rules. They just argue about something else. What do they argue about? Ditznan. The Mishnah says, in chala, offer chutzlar shav b'sfinu l'aretz if you have dirt, earth of chutzlaretz that's in a boat and coming to Eretz Yisrael. It's chayiv and meiser and shvius because it's inside the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yehuda, Masai, he's on Shemini Gosheshes. That's only if the boat is dragging on the bottom of the riverbed. Because then it's Mamish on the ground. If it's not dragging the riverbed, if it's actually floating, which I assume is healthier for the boat, and it's the normal case, then you are Potter. So basically, this is the case of a Shemini Sheinu Gosheshes. The Chachamim say Chayiv and Trumas, or Meiser and Shvius, I think they said. And Rav Yehuda says Potter for Meiser and Shvius. So the Chachamim say Chayiv, Meiser and Shvius. And that's why it's like Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda says, Potter from Meiser and Shvius. That's why it's like Chutz L'Eretz. Abaye says an alternative. Hava ha Rabbi Yehuda hi v'lo kasha kamzan she'ena shvina gosheshes kan bezman she'asvina gosheshes. That's simple pshat, almost everyone who says. He doesn't fundamentally argue for Yirmi, just gives another alternative. Maybe they're both Rabbi Yehuda. They're talking two kinds of boats. One is a boat that's gosheshes, it's chayiv Meiser and Shvius, so it's like Eretz Yisrael. The other is a boat that's not gosheshes, it's Potter from Meiser and Shvius, so it's not like Eretz Yisrael. Right, but the common denominator of Bayim Rav Yirmi is whatever's Chayiv Meiser and Shvius is like Eretz Yisrael. Whatever's Potter Meiser and Shvius is not like Eretz Yisrael. I'm Rav Zeira. Okay, now Rav Zeira says, Atzitz Nakava Munach Al Gabi Yesedos Banal Machalokz Rav Yehuda Rabbanan. This now has nothing to do with Gittin anymore. If you have a holy flower pot, if you have a planter with a hole in the bottom, and which is normally, if you put it on the ground, it's considered like karka midoraisa for kultur kula purposes, but it's on pegs, and it's not touching the ground. Very similar to the boat, right? That's a machlok shuv in the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not like Eretz Yisrael, and the Rabbanan say it is like Eretz Yisrael. I'm a rabba, no, dilma lo, he adkan lo, gomer Yehuda hasam elusvina su yilav rachol, atsvina su yilav rachol. No, maybe everyone agrees that atsitz nakov is chayvin trumas maizos midoraisa. Why? Because the Sfina is moving. That's why they argued whether it counts as part of the ground. But with it staying in place, even though it's raised up a little, when staying in one place, it's attached to the ground. Inami adkan lo kamri rabbanan hasam el Sfina lo mafsik avir demaya. Avira, sorry, demaya ki arasmichta damya. Aval atzis demafsik avira lo. Or maybe the other way around. They only argued about a Sfina, because a Sfina wasn't more attached to the ground, to the water connected to the ground. But if it's in the air, that everyone agrees it's not considered on the ground because the air is mafsek. Okay, so we don't have a clear maskana. Let's just see the end. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says a third shot. And Naris Eir Shol Kulei Amlo Pligi. They're really not arguing about rivers at all. It has nothing to do with the machlokes of Yehuda and the Chum about rivers of Eko Sheshes. Ki Pligi B'Yama Godol. They're arguing about in the Mediterranean. Okay, the Tanya, etc. There's a different machlokes, which I think coincidentally is Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. I'm pretty sure it's coincidence that it's Rehuda the Chachamim about which part of the Mediterranean counts as Eretz Yisrael, right? Only the ones that are really very close to the shore or the part of the Mediterranean that's far away. So it's in a part of the Mediterranean, it's a machlokas whether it counts as Eretz Yisrael or not. Nothing to do with what we're discussing until now. Okay, let us Before we come back to that, yeah.
There actually is, because we were talking about Gosheshes or not. In the rivers, the Yardeg or whatever, there's no tides. On the Mediterranean, there's tides. So a boat coming in on the Nahar would never be Gosheshes, but unless you physically pushed it. But if you're right on the coast on the Mediterranean, it would be Gosheshes when the tide goes down.
No, but they're not arguing it right on the coast. They're arguing only you're far out at sea, right? Because that's the whole point. You don't
know. It's not as lush in here.
No, but if you look, here is Eretz Yisrael, then over here near the coast, everyone agrees it's Eretz Yisrael. They're only arguing about here. So I don't think that has anything to do with the tides. Meaning, there's no tides out here.
No, he's going back to over there about the Trumas of Mike about the boat. Is it Gosheshes or not? Gosheshes could only be in the Mediterranean.
No, it says Naros. It says it's in the river. The Gemara says it's in the rivers. Now, you're asking how can you have Gosheshes in the rivers? Okay, they work it out. That's not my problem.
Why can't it be
okay.
Anchored?
Viker, what?
Why can't it be an anchor just like the...
Yeah, who knows? Like yeah, or maybe they are pulling it, or maybe whatever. Okay. In any case, let's analyze some of the, you know, I'll leave you to think about. I really don't think there's any connection to the two machlokos between Reuven and the Chachamim. Let you think about it a little more. And meanwhile, let's analyze what we've seen here about the Sfina. So I think there are two issues. Number one is, there are two... Well, one surprising issue about this is we have machlokes whether if you're maybe besfina, you have to say funny neftam, or you don't. Right? Forget the utzitznako. That's not talking about funny neftam. No one's writing a get in the utzitznako, right? But the actual sfina part, right? Do you have to say funny neftam or not? And the answer is it depends on the machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim about Meiser and Shvius. So why is that a little funny? Because until now, every time we analyze funny nestam, we asked, are they became lishma, and are edim mitzuyim l'kaimo? Right, the shayaris mitzuyos, is it olei regalim, is it bezdim kvi, is it this, is it that? You know, who cares about meiser and shvius? Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim have a technical zroi machlokas, right? Why do we care about the technical status of this place if really, we should just care, are they Bekiyim or are they not Bekiyim? Are they Mitzuyim L'Kayim or not? Is that right? Tosfot says here, Tosfot takes the Dover Pashat, the end of the Rascal Atzitz, Tosfot takes the Dover Pashat, he says, Avagav the Shechichi Gemiri. He assumes Pashat in the rivers of Israel, they're Shechichi or Gemiri. Meaning the rivers inside Israel, right? We're not talking about the sea. And the sea is different, right? The sea, who knows? Anyone can... In the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, Lechora, people are Shlichi Gemiri. It's, I don't know. If you told me that in the entire United States, people are Shlichi Gemiri, what about on the Mississippi River? Mistama, they're also Shlichi Gemiri. They're inside the United States. They're just going down a river. So, where do you get to the yarding from? Lechora, you start in Eretz Yisrael, you end in Eretz Yisrael, right? You get, I mean, nowadays, the Yarding River is not what it once was, right? Meaning, we read the nace of crossing the Yarding, say for Yeshua. It's a little hard to relate to. It's like, I don't know, you need to take a big step. But once upon a time, when it was a real river. But where did you get onto the Yarding River? Or you got onto the Yarding River in, you know,
Syria.
In the Kinneret. And you got off the Yarding River at the Yam HaMelech, or however it worked. It's hard for me to exactly envision. Or maybe there were other rivers, right? Maybe you're on a little raft, a little, doesn't mean a big ocean liner. You're on a little yacht that someone has in the Yarkon or wherever it is. Keep in mind, once upon a time, there were probably a lot more rivers than there are now. You pass a lot of places here. It says Nachal something, whatever. However, there was once a river there. Yeah, when it rains, but once upon a time, there's probably always a river there because we didn't divert it to come to our faucets, right? As you can imagine, if we didn't take water for the Mikorot to come to our faucets, there would probably be a lot more rivers. You go back to the Banyas. Okay, so but Lechor, those rivers are people going from Israel to Israel, right? They're Shechichi Ugemiri. So if they're Shechichi Ugemiri, so why do we care about the technical status of the place? Should we care about the technical status of Eretz Yisrael of the place, or should we just care about Shvichi Ugemiri? So Lachora, that's really Tosfos' question. Lachora, that's a Machlokas Tanaim, right? What's Machlokas Tanaim? In the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, as explained by the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, we have machlokas between the Tanakhama, which slash Chachamim, and Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim say, no, even smuchos are okay, because who cares their chutzlaretz? They're shchichu gemiri. And Rabbi Gamliel says, no, smuchos not, but muvlos are okay, because even though they're technically chutzlaretz, they're shchichu gemiri. And comes Rabbi Eliezer and says, no, shlotach lo b'chutzlaretz, lo plug of chutzlaretz. So, it's Rabbi Eliezer and the Mishnah says, lo plug of chutzlaretz. Who cares, shchichu gemiri? I know the shchichu gemiri, lo plug of chutzlaretz. And it's the Tanakhan, Rabbi Gamliel, who say, no, we have to be mechalik. And what is the... And here's the problem. The problem is, over here it seems to be a low plug of chutzlaretz. So, how do we get this to jive with the opinion of the Chacham and Rabbi Gamliel? Okay. That's I think, a valid question. Right? Which is really Tosas' question. Tosas, even when he doesn't start from Tomer, he's asking a question, right? Tosas, the Ramasal Harvey Huter on bottom, a little Tosas that squeezed a lot in. He says, if he had an Entomer, what would the Entomer say? Right? Meaning, every Tosas you should read as if it said Entomer Yishlomar, because generally that's how it works. Right? Rashi, okay, there's different schools of thought whether read every Rashi is Entomer Yishlomar. I mean, that's not my school of thought. But in Tosas, even if Tosas just starts out with a comment, it's really an Entomer Yishlomar. Otherwise, Tosas wouldn't be writing it. So Tosos, what's the Imtomer? Imtomer is, hold on a second, if we pass like the Chacham and Rabbi Gamliel against Rabbi Eliezer, then we say it just depends on the Shlichu Gemiri and we don't make a low plug. Low Techalik is literally low plug. Then, who cares about Rabbi Gosheshesh, Ein Gosheshesh, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham? If it's Shlichu Gemiri, then it should be like Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, why is this any worse than Muvlos? Muvlos are Chutzlaret, but a Shlichu Gemiri. So why is this any worse than Muvlos? So, answers Tosos, cryptic answer. Avagat the Gakras of Miami Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean on the bottom is Eretz Yisrael? Meaning this is totally swallowed up in Eretz Yisrael. Underneath your feet is Eretz Yisrael. Right, on the right is Eretz Yisrael, on the left is Eretz Yisrael, under your feet is Eretz Yisrael. Nonetheless, Gara Hachami Muvlos de Le'el. No, it is worse than Muvlos. Okay, not a complete answer to the question. Let's just put this question. How about... Basically, the question is, how can we assume that Sfina, what kind of Sfina? Sfina She'ena Gosheshes Lefi Rav Yehuda, right? That's the kind of Sfina that's Chutzlar, right? For the Chacham, all the Sfinas are Eretz Yisrael. And for Yehuda, right? And what's the properties of that? The properties of that are Shchichi Ugmiri Aval Yeshlo Din Chutzlaretz. Needs to say the funny neftam, if Muvlaos, which are Shchichu Gemiri, remember in Daf Dalet, all Tanam agree Muvlaos were Shchichu Gemiri. But the Dino is Yeshlo Din Chutzlaretz. I mean, not Din Chutzlaretz. It's Mamash Chutzlaretz, right? If Muvlaos don't need to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, L'fi Chachamim, which is Tanakhama. Remember, the Tanakhama, Chachamim, we assumed they're the same for these purposes. L'fi, or let's just call it Tanakhama, make it easier. L'fi Tanakhama. They're Rabbi Gamliel. That's Tosas' question. What's... Now, let's just see one possible answer. What does the Ramban say on Daf Hey when he's summarizing? Says the Ramban on Daf Hey, Naktin an Hacha, that we don't say low plug. Hakol lefi amakam vazman, right? We evaluate each case on its own merits. We don't like these general rules. How does he know? Well, Ardashir too. I always forget the names of those places. What? Aktisphon? To be Aktisphon, be Ardashir and Aktisphon one way, but Aktisphon to be Ardashir the other way. And, you know, what do we say? And Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael, but Madai is not like Eretz Yisrael. What do we say? There's no rule of Chutzlaretz, etc. It all depends on the We judge each case by its merits. We don't have general rules. There's no low plug. And therefore, he says, we paskin like the Chamtan Rav Gamliel. There's no low plug. Oh, what do we do with this pesky Gemara in Daf Zayin Amud Beis, which says, which is obviously a low plug? The Ramban says, very, very clearly, Ramban says, Taka it's a stira. Taka it's a stira. Says the Ramban. Sorry, I just have to find the right place. Don't know the same paragraph breaks in this one. But he says someplace here, yes. Let me read you the Naktinan, what do we say? That as long as it's shchichi, then you don't need funding nachmani nach, even in chutz la'aretz. No, there's no problem of low plug. We don't hold like Rabbi Elazar's low plug. There's no low plug. Because he's a das yachid. And even though we say maybe get besvina is because of low plug, don't we say a low plug by the get besvina? We say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not go sheshes, you have to say funding nach because of low plug. Like Tosa says, low plug means obviously a low plug. There's shchichi to be read. Nonetheless, he says, what's the answer? Less hilch sahachi. We don't pass that way. You're right, our Gemara only works for Rabbi Eliezer, is against Rabbi Gamliel in the Tanakhama, and we don't pass it like our Gemara, says the Ramban, that it is a stira, and the answer is, we pass it like the Tanakhama and Rabbi Gamliel, obviously we have one of them, in general, Paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, and against our Gemara. Meaning, the principle is each case on its merits. No low plug, or let's say better, the principle is there's no low plug. No low plug. That's Norban. Taket is a stira. Taket is a stira. And we paskin each case on its merits. But we have to paskin something about these boats. And in the end we say, really it has nothing to do with the rivers of Israel. Really it has to do with the Mediterranean Sea. Okay, well in the Mediterranean Sea, why do we say low plug in the Mediterranean Sea? Right? Why don't we say it depends on whether it's Shchichi or Gemiri, or if they're Ban Shchichi, because we pass like Rava. He says, no, the Mediterranean Sea is different. In a sea, it's not shchichi or lo shchichi. Like, it's not in a place at all. Like, there's no people who are from there. There's no specific people there. In the Mediterranean Sea, in the Yam HaGadol will say a low plug. I mean, and I'm translating there. In the Yam HaGadol will say a low plug because there are no properties. There is no its own merits. There are no properties of the sea. The sea is not a place where it's shchichi or a place where it's lo shchichi. The sea is not a real place. Okay, so in that case, if the sea is not a real place, it's not really B'chal L'Gzeir at all. Everyone goes one way or the other way. Then we'll have to say low plug. But normally, for a real place, we don't say low plug. That's the Ramban. What I claimed a few weeks ago, I don't know. Okay, you'll tell me who in the Masifta says what I said. I'm sure I'm not the first person to say this, because I'm sure that I'm right. If I'm right, great people must have said it before. But what I wanted to claim is that, remember, we asked the Shaila, the Rambam had a hashkafa on, had a conceptual commitment, orientation on the sugya, which was 180 degrees against the Gemara Daf Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara Daf Vav Amud Aleph really sounded like each case on its merits. Be Ardashir Piston, yes, they have Piston to be Ardashir, no. Just look at every case. What did the Rambam do? Remember what the Rambam did. And in which case you would reach the conclusion of the Ramban, nowadays Bubble's not special, Eretz Yisrael's not special, the Rambam says Eretz Yisrael's still special, Bubble's still special. The Gvulos go by the Gvulos of Hilchas Trumos, not by the Gvulos of Shchichu Gemiri, meaning he paskins like Rabbi Eliezer, that low plug b'chutz la'aretz. What gave the Rambam the right to paskin low plug b'chutz la'aretz that's against the Mahalach of all the sugyas until now? So he answered, maybe he passes like this sugya. He started with Ramban's point. Taka, this sugya does not work according to Ritanik Habram and Liel, and doesn't work according to the sugya in Davav. This is a low plug sugya against the each case on its merit sugyas. So he says, I agree with you, Ramban, it's Taka, Machlok, the sugyas. But I disagree which one we pass like, which one we don't pass like. Says the Ramban, right? Ulai the Ramban, okay. I can't say he says this before. He also admits it is a stira.
Taket is a stira, and therefore we paskin like our sugya. I don't mean in terms of how we paskin about the boat and the get. I mean the principle of our sugya, right? Paskin like our sugya in principle, because the actual psak is going to be a little more complex, but that doesn't affect it. Paskin like our sugya, and therefore like Rabbi Eliezer, against Tanakama of Rabbi Gamliel. And for the Rambam, the principle is low plug. The principle is low plug. And that's what we pointed out. The Rambam is against so many things. In the other Rishonim, in the Gor and Dav Vav, why is he against so many things? Because he held this is all comes back to the Machlokas Tanaim, whether we say low plug or whether we evaluate the case on its merits. And the Rambam thinks we're actually like Rabbi Eliezer of low plug. How does he know? So here is, I mean, until then is not my chiddush. Like, that's just reading the Rambam and you see it. Right? What I want to add is, what gave him, how did the Rambam know which way to paskin? After all, shouldn't he just paskin like all the late Amoraim and Davav? No, they're also late Amoraim and Dav Zayin and Beis. He decided to paskin like the Sugyan of Zayin and Beis he thought was more authoritative than the Sugyan and Davav and Aleph. And that's what gave him the right, or perhaps the obligation, to paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that the principle is low plug. And one thing I wanted to point out at the time, and then it was like already past 1 o'clock, and I couldn't find the exact line in the Rambam. So now I'm going to also not find the exact line in the Rambam, but at least it won't be 1 o'clock. If you'll ask, yeah, my whole head with the Rambam sounds perfect. He passed like Rabbi Eliezer low plug very clearly. He says the borders are the same as the borders for Trumas and Maestros. That's like Rabbi Eliezer. That's low plug with Chutzlaritz. It doesn't matter if the Shechichu and Gemiri. The Rambam passing doesn't matter if Shechichu and Gemiri. They just made a low plug on Chutzlaritz and a low plug in Eretz Yisrael. That works perfectly. But why is Bavel Eretz Yisrael according to the Rambam? If it's a low plug, then why should Bavel be special? Shouldn't all Chutzlaritz be Chutzlaritz? So you have to add that the Rambam holds that Bavel is not just about a Shlichu Gemiri, that Bavel has a special status in Kol HaTorah Kula. Otherwise, you would just say, low plug, Bavel Chutzlaritz. Who cares what they know? No, for the Rambam, it wasn't because in Bavel they know. After all, the Rambam's days, they didn't know Bavel. It's because Bavel has a special formal status in Kol HaTorah Kula. How do we know Bavel has a special formal status in Kol HaTorah Kula? Because the Rambam actually paskins in Hilchos Melachim. Perek, let's see if I can find it now. Perek Hey, Halacha something. Perek Hey, Halacha Yabez, the very end of Perek Hey of Hilchos Melachim, says the Rambam, Kishem sha'asur latzeis meha'aretz v'chutz la'aretz, kachar sa latzeis mi bavel shara ratzel shenemar, bavel yuva'u v'shama yiyu. I know it's based on a Gemara, but you and I would have taken that Gemara and said, first of all, that's not what the Gemara said. What did the Gemara say? It's usher to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And we don't pass in that way. So what we would have said, there's one nitori karta day in the Gemara that you're not allowed to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. We don't pass in that way. So we would have said, no, the point is don't go to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so Kamashmalan, we don't hold that way. We hold you should go to Eretz Yisrael. But that's what I would have said. Or, if I want to say something else, I would have said, not in Torah Karta, it's a Zionist. Well, 1900, good European, rub anti-Zionist. I would have said, that was said in the days when there were more Talmid Yechum in Bavel, and Eretz Yisrael is weaker religiously, and it's not worth making Aliyah if there's not going to be a firm community there and your kids are going to go off the derech. Okay, so that applies when, that applies when in Vilna everyone's frozen and Eretz Yisrael, everyone's a chilomi. But nowadays, are you kidding? No one competes with Eretz Yisrael. Of course you go to Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam is a big chiddush here. The Rambam says, even when there's nothing special going on in Bavel, nonetheless, it's a low plug, once it's nigzer that you're not allowed to move from Bavel to other countries. The truth is, you'll ask me, but that's not my point. How do you philosophically justify why the Rambam would think it's usher to move from Bavel to other countries? The answer is, I don't care right now. This clearly proves the Rambam thinks the special status, formal status to Bavel and Halacha, to the Rambam's days, Bavel had no more yeshiva than any other country. Right? I think it's not crazy to say the Rambam's all about low plug. Even Bavel is a low plug, because for the Rambam, Bavel also has a special status in Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, that's the Rambam. What does Tosos do? Tosos is the hardest shot here. So the Ramban says very clearly, you must reject our Gemara because we don't accept the rule of low plug, and therefore who cares about the formal status? We don't care about formal status, we care about shlichi u'gemiri. Right? The principle is shlichi u'gemiri. Or for the Ramban, shlichi, because he already popped in like Rav against Rava. For the Ramban, the principle is formal status. Tosfos is somehow wants to have his cake and eat it too. He's not necessarily saying how he paskins. He just wants to get all the shitas to work with all the shitas, like the Gemara often does. He wants to say, no, our suya could work even with Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Okay, how does he paskin? He probably paskins like Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. But what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, not a stira. He's against the Ramban and against what I'm claiming correctly in the Ramban. He says it's not a stira. Somehow, that, what did he say? He says we can paskin like the Tanakama and Rav Gamliel, and also like our Sugya, because in a Sfina bin Nahar we say lo plug. But in Uvlaos, and I would add Smuchos, who's Smuchos, Lefi Chachamin, Lechora, or Tanakama, right? He is using Uvlaos, because both Tanakama and Lulio. Uvlaos, and I would assume Smuchos, Lefi Tanakama, then we don't say low plug. And he says, obviously, this is Gara. Obviously, this is worse. Here you need to say low plug, even though there you don't need to say low plug. Okay, it's not 100% clear why, right? Tosfos thinks it's so obvious he doesn't have to tell us. So why are Sfinos Gara? Why is the Sfina Benahar Gara from Muvlos? That is, Sfina Benahar you would say low plug, and Muvlos you wouldn't say low plug. Tosfos doesn't explain. Why do we only say low plug here and not anywhere else? Tosfos does not explain at all, right? Anyone want to give an explanation for Tosfos? Why do we say low plug here and not anywhere else? Like he says, no, when it comes to Muvlos, we don't say low plug. This works with the Tanakama, we can pass like the Tanakama, or Leo, we don't have to pass like Rabbi Eliezer. And we don't have to reject Arsugya and say Arsugya was only a Libet or Rabbi Eliezer. So, it's hard to say. The Chazon Ish basically throws in a few other assumptions. But basically, the answer is going to be, maybe similar to what Ramban said about Yama Gadol, it's going to be that Sfinos are not, Sfinos bin Nahar are not really Makom Kavua. Right? What does it say there? No, but that's not true. Because Tosfos says Shchichu Gemiri. Yeah, that's the part, that's what I meant by throwing some out. It's a little unclear exactly how the Chazanish is reading this. Okay, I won't quote the Chazanish. But Tosfos says Shchichu Gemiri, so Chazanish is going to have to say he means, but not Shchichu Gemiri. That's going to be a little tricky. The similar, why? Tosfos doesn't say. Tosfos surprisingly doesn't explain why. The only thing I can think of is not because it's more outside Israel. Adrava, the Sfina is more inside Israel. To the right and left and underneath is Israel. As opposed to Mavlof, where to the right and left are Israel, but underneath is Chutz La'aretz. Right? Lechora, he would say, because, I think he would say, right? Nishon, this Sfina, the Nahar, Eino, Makom Kavua, Lachain, Ainlo, Din Bifnei Atzmo. I don't love it. I'm hoping, what?
Same as the Ramban.
Yeah, but the Ramban said about the ocean. There I hear a little. I don't love it, but maybe that's what Tosfos means. Even though Shchichu Gemiri says the Sfina and the Nahar is not really a proper Makom. A proper Makom, you judge with Shchichu Gemiri. If the Sfina is not really a proper Makom, then you don't judge it in itself. You just judge it based on where it's part of, what it's similar to, and therefore you have to say low plug. Meaning, a muvlos is its own place. We can understand that place has this, then this place has this, then we don't need to make a low plug. Sfina, which is not a real place, we can't give it its own, then we need to make a low plug. I don't love the Svara, but Tosfos doesn't say his Svara, so if anyone has a better suggestion, now's your chance. Or hold your peace until you think of a better shot and tell me.
Ramban sees the sugya as being the last thing.
It makes it a little harder here, but not a helpful one that I can see. Okay, anyone else have any suggestion for Tosfos? If not, we will go to our next question. Okay, so this is a very important question. Now we're going to say, okay, granted that we're not interested in Shlichi Gemira, we're just interested in the status. We have another question. What does Machlokes Reuven the Chacham have to do with the status of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? Here it's a little tricky. Rabbi Yehuda the Chacham, what do they argue about? What, two nafkaminas? Maestros and Shvias. Okay, Trumas and Maestros also in general.
Can I just go back for a second? Are we saying that it's not enough kavua, therefore we just had to say lopluk? Or are we saying that if you're from the ocean or if you're in a river, like, we can't judge your character because you're not a place?
Even Tosa says it's Shechu Gemiri at the end of Der Maschel Atzitz, so I don't want to go that far.
Meaning it is Shechu
Gemiri. Tosa says it.
Meaning you can judge.
Tosa says it's Shechu Gemiri and it's lopluk. He says that. So that's why I don't want to go that way. Okay. And that's why he's not exactly the same thing as the Ramban. The Ramban says we just can't judge oceans.
But those things, every case is Shechet Gemira on the river.
Well, it makes sense, because on a river in Israel, you get on the boat in Israel and get off the boat in Israel.
The river starts in Syria.
So that's an interesting question. How did you get to the rivers in Eretz Yisrael? Like, if you're in the Yarden River, could you have come through the Kinneret from Syria? Depending on exactly what part is Eretz Yisrael, what part is not Eretz Yisrael, and what Syria counts as, right? Which we'll see that Syria
Taka. The Jordan River doesn't start in Israel.
Correct. Okay, so yesh l'ayin in that.
It sounds like it would make sense that it would be a trade route. So
okay. I hear your taina. That's not what Tosa says. Right? Tosa says Shtifi Gemiri. So I hear your taina, but that's not what Tosa says. Okay.
In fact, Rove, even if it starts in Syria, there's any Rove we could use in
there. Right, and also it's not the only Nahar. Right, it's not Rosh Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean, all Naros?
The point is that if you, so what's the thing? Is it every single one? I didn't see Tosa, but is it every single one Shlichi Gemiri?
Tosa says, I'll read it. Tosa, Afgab the Shlichi Gemiri. Sorry, listen. Sorach Lomar b'fonei Nechtav the Afgab the Shlichi Gemiri Kadesh Lo Tachlok Mdina Sayam. That's pretty clear. Even though Shlichi Gemiri Kadesh Lo Tachlok Lo Plug, you have to say b'fonei Nechtav. That's what he says. I mean, I hear you're tight, but that's not what Tosa says. That's not going to help us for Tosa. That could have been an alternative similar to Tosos, but that's not Tosos at the very least. You could say Tosos is Shita for a different reason, which is that, you know, rivers get all kinds of people and you can't say which kind of people they are.
It's possible to explain Tosos to say that Lo Tachlok Mdina Sayam, meaning most of the time people coming on boats are coming from far away. And therefore, we'll have a low plug that anyone coming off a boat needs to say.
I mean, I don't think so, but maybe, you know, I don't think so. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Tzorchian. Okay, now, let me ask another question. What's the Yisod of the Machlokes of Yehuda and the Chacham? Let's remember what they argue about. They don't argue about Gosheshes. Gosheshes, everyone agrees, is Chayim Meiser Shvias. They argue about Sfina She'enu Gosheshes. Right, so here we have Sfina b'Naharos be'Eretz Yisrael she'eina gosheshes. What are the shitas? Rabbi Yehuda says Hoser mi'Meiser u'mi'Shvias, and the Chachamim say Chayav b'Meiser and Shvias. What are they arguing about? Where do they get their shitas from? So the Ritva here, and I think this is the assumption of, not everyone says Mefurish, I think this is the assumption of most of the Mefarshim, I'm going to claim, because not everyone discussed it directly, but certainly the Ritva here says, or even Rashi a little later says, what does Rashi say in Dibur Masal Kuli Amalo Pliya, the Chesam and Aleph? He says, the time to get, let me show me Yanika and Akarkahu. Kemaiser Cheshvias. It doesn't depend on Yanika like Meiser and Shvias. Meiser and Shvias depend on Yanika. Meaning, what does it mean Meiser and Shvias depend on Yanika? We mean that, what are they arguing about? They're arguing whether it's Yomek min Hakarka of Eretz Yisrael or not. If you have a Sfina in the water, Yanika literally derives nutrients, right? Is what grows in the Sfina, does it derive let's go back a second. We know there's a difference. Everyone knows, since they're a little kid, there's a difference between Atzitz Nakov and Atzitz She'enu Nakov and Olz Roim and Shabbos, etc., etc. What's the difference between Atzitz Nakov and Atzitz She'enu Nakov and the Pasha Pshat? The difference is that Metzus, if there's a hole in the Otzis, then it derives nutrients from the soil of Israel, or from the soil of the ground. If there's no hole in the planter, then it doesn't derive nutrients, not yonig, from the ground. We often use this phrase, yonika. So what could the machlokas be? Says the Rashi on Daf Chesam and Aleph.
You have to hit the cheres is...
Okay, we will. Not a problem. And the Ritva on Daf, sorry, Daf Zayin on the base, and many others, say the machlokas is yonika. So machlokas is yonika. Rabbi Yehuda holds that eino yonik meha karka, meaning karka hayam, and the chachamim hold that it is yonik from the karka, meaning the seabed. So machlokas whether it's yonik, everyone agrees that it's gosheshes, it's yonik from the karka. Okay, whether or not it has a hole in it, let's assume it has a hole in it for argument's sake. We're not up to that tosis yet. But is it yonik through the water? So that's the machlokas. The machlokas is that the Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not yonik, and the Chacham holds it is yonik, and then they want to say that's the same machlokas, that the otzitz nukal agavi yaseidos. And they say, no, maybe not. Maybe an otzitz on stilts, everyone agrees it's yonik. But here, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not because it's moving, so it can't really get anything from the ground. Or maybe Adrab, an otzitz on stilts, everyone holds not yonik, because how can you get nutrients through the air? But through the water, the nutrients can flow, and then that's why we have a machlokas. Okay, so maybe the machlokas about yonika, that's what Rashi says on Daf Chesam and Aleph. That's what the Ritva says on Daf Zayin and Bei, just that one line of Ritva I pointed out, says the Ritva. He also throws in another curveball, which no one else holds for him, which is that anything within 10 tefachim is called gosheshes, which is not what it sounds like for any other Rishon. But ignoring that for now, he says, the Rabbanan yonik ul Rabbi Yehuda dafka lamata v'lo lamala. Okay, Rabbanan say yonik, Rabbi Yehuda says not yonik. That's one way of understanding the machlokas. It's a machlokas about yinika. I must admit, I personally always had some scientific trouble understanding the whole atzis nakav al gabi yasedos, how it's yonik. You know, you have an atzis on stilts and there's a hole in the bottom. How it gets nutrients from the ground underneath. How do the nutrients flow through the air? Well, the Rishonim and Achronim assume that the nutrients flow through the air. I'll grant it for now. I'll see what I can do about it later, but I'll grant it for now. And I admit that I won't succeed entirely.
That's what you call nutrients.
What?
Oxygen.
Okay, oxygen, but it has to be nutrients from the ground underneath. Maybe the oxygen, does the ground underneath produce oxygen? Does soil produce oxygen? I don't know, maybe soil produces some gas that goes up through the air and goes into the topsoil. Okay, Charlie saved us, great. Thank you. Are you a scientist? Okay, it's good to have a scientist in Shira. That's one possibility. That they're arguing about yonika. Now we just get here it becomes a little tricky, because if they're arguing whether it's yonic nutrients from the ground or not, what does that have to do with whether it's called Israel or called Chutz La'aretz? They're arguing whether it gets nutrients or doesn't get nutrients. Why should that affect whether it's called Israel or called Chutz La'aretz? This becomes like a little strange, meaning what's the connection to the question just according to this first shot? Well, according to this first shot, what's the connection to Gittin? Like, whether or not it's getting nutrients from the ground doesn't tell me what country it's in. Even from a formal perspective, I'm not worried about Shlihu Mira. I'm just like, formal Chaloshem, Eretz Shalom Chutz La'aretz. Whether or not it gets nutrients from the ground determines what country it's in. And therefore, this becomes a little tricky, right? It becomes a little tricky. The question is, why should Rabbi Yehud and the Chachamim affect B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam? Even from a formal perspective, they're only arguing about nutrients from the ground. Right? Is it Gedula Karka or not? Right? Is it why should this affect? So here, let me just point out that this could exactly be the Svara of which Amora? Maybe this is the Svara of Nachbar Yitzchak. What does Nachbar Yitzchak say? He says, B'naro Shever Yitzchol Kuli Amalo Pligi. No one argues about the rivers. Why does no one argue about the river? Now, you could have said he meant, no. These two prices don't argue about the river, they happen to argue about something else. But if you take the Nachbar Yitzchak very literally, he's like, no, there's no room for arguments about rivers. Why are there no more arguments over rivers? Let's read carefully Rashi Dach Chesam and Aleph. Kuli amalo kiki. De ke eretz Yisrael ninhu. Everyone agrees that rivers count as Israel. The Avagam thinks to be Moshesh, even after Sheshes, even according to Yehuda, even according to Chacham, according to everyone. Why? The time to get, let me show you Yanika and Akaraku Kamash Shis. Because they're arguing about Yanika. But get doesn't depend on Yanika. There's no difference between a river and dry land when it comes to getting. Meaning, what should then be the effect for getting? What should be the effect on getting? The effect on getting might very well be that they hold its Eretz Yisrael, Le'inyan getting. Everyone agrees to Eretz Yisrael, Le'inyan getting. This is from Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Lefi Rashi, right? Meaning, even Rabbi Yehuda holds that all boats are Eretz Yisrael in Gittin, right? The Rambam also passes that way. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, but he says all boats are like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. All boats and rivers are like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. Why might that be? It might be for this reason, right? And this is because get depends on location and not Yanika. They're not arguing where you're located. You're located in Eretz Yisrael. They're arguing whether it's Yanika from Eretz Yisrael, whether it's Gedulei Karka of Eretz Yisrael. They're not arguing where you are. They're arguing where the plants derive nutrients from. So if they're not arguing about where you are, then get doesn't depend on location. It depends on location, not Yanika. And this is exactly Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Lefi Rashi, and I might say maybe the Rambam. Why do I add the Rambam? Because the Rambam possibly is like Rabbi Yehuda, that a Sfina that's not Gosheshes is part of Trumas or Maestros and Shvias. Nonetheless, Paskins, all Sfinos are like Eretz Yisrael forgotten in rivers. I'm not talking about the ocean. Why is the same Sfina that's Potter from Mitzvah Tulish Bar, it's like Eretz Yisrael forgotten? Because he holds like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Right? They pass like Rav Nachman. They argue about Yanika, but that's not relevant for us. That's relevant for Zerayim. It's relevant for Shabbos. It's not relevant for us. We care what country you're in. Whether or not you're where it's Yonik doesn't affect what country it's in. That's the Pashat Svar of Nachman Yitzchak. Again, you don't have to read him this way. You could read him as just saying, I want to say a different shot in these braises. Not I want to say new lumdus. But Rashi reads him as saying a new lumdus. He takes Lekuliyama literally. Lekuliyama, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbanan admit their machlokis is not relevant to Gittin. They're only arguing about Zerah, I'm not Gittin. Why? Because they're arguing about Yanika. What does Yanika have to do with Gittin? Gittin has to do with boundaries, not with Yanika. And that makes perfect sense. The question, of course, becomes that what about Rabbi Yirmiya and Abaye? Let's assume for the sake of argument, Rabbi Yirmiya and Abaye agree, right? What about Lefi Rav Yirmiya Va'abaye? How does that work? According to Rav Yirmiya Va'abaye, Rav Yehuda says it's the Chutz La'aretz L'inyan Gittin. And the Chacham say it's Ke'aretz Yisrael L'inyan Gittin. Now, this is going to be a little tricky. What would be the Svara, right? What would be the svar here? Just because it's not Yonig, why does that make it Chutz La'aretz? It's still in the boundaries of Israel. You know, here it's going to be a little tricky.
Maybe we say that the status is probably these mitzvot that we have Barak, give it a shame Eretz Yisrael. And we're talking about a shame.
The shame Eretz Yisrael depends on whether it's Yonig ben Akarka or not?
No, well, the Yonig
ben Akarka. Let me just answer you the following question.
Two stages.
What if I'm in a hot air balloon, then I'm not in Eretz Yisrael? Maybe not. You know, but so it depends whether it's, you're saying the Yanika gives it a shame Eretz Yisrael.
The fact that it's Chayav B'Chuvos Maitos gives it a shame Eretz Yisrael, it's Chayav B'Chuvos Maitos.
Somehow, the Chayav B'Chuvos Maitos affects Gittin. Okay, that's still going to be a little tricky. The best I think I can do, maybe you could do better, is what the Shoel quotes from Tosos in the Shoel Rashba. Okay, maybe we'll try to guess which Tosos he quotes from, because it's not in any Tosos that we have printed. But what is the Rashi himself just says everything you say is wrong and doesn't really clarify himself too much. What does the Shoel say here? Says the Shoel that Hikshu v'Tosos, Ma'inyan Yanika L'inyan Get. Tosos, they have something along those lines.
But the Tirtzu, he didn't give this answer. From Yehuda, the Chashlei Chutzlar, the Yenika, Gaviget Nami, Yishlam doing Chutzlar, the whole of Sfinas, Hokos, the Meirachot, also the Echlufe, the Vio Benaris Chutzlar, it's also the Echlufe, meaning, really, Gitin depends on Trumas or Maestros on Yenika. Why should Get depend on Yenika? Why should Get depend on Yenika? Sara. Right? That's basically the question. Why should Get depend on Yenika? The answer is, right, the Shut Rashba. It's really the show of the Shut Rashba. The Shein Tosfos says, since it's Potter, me, Trumos Umaisros, it looks like Chutzlaritz. But if, according to the Chachamim, that it's Chayev a Trumos Umaisros, then it looks like Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, if they're arguing about Yanika, why should the Gemara bring that into the discussion of Get? Then I like them not for Yitzchak. They have nothing to do with Get. For Get, I want a machlokas about international boundaries. Like Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, about whether the Mediterranean Sea is in Israel's territorial waters or not. That's relevant to Get. Again, relevant on the formal level, at least. But even formally, why is Yanika relevant to Get? Maybe the answer is because of how it seems. If there's Yanika, your Chayiv and Trumas or Maestros, then it seems like Israel. And therefore, you're not going to get confused, and you don't say funny enough, funny enough. But if you're Potter, Trumas, or Maestros, then it seems like Chutzlaritz. If it seems like Chutzlaritz, you can get confused between a boat in Israel and a boat in Chutzlaritz, and you could think even in Chutzlaritz, you don't say funny enough, funny enough. So once you say it's all a matter of what it looks like, and people getting confused, Asi Lechlufe, then you can say Taka. The Dean of Get depend on Yanika because of people's confusion that if people think that you're not chayim trumas or maestros, it's chutzlaritz, and you don't say funny nephthim, funny nephthim from chutzlaritz. That is what the Shut Rashba quotes from Tosos, even though it doesn't say those words in any of our Tosos. That's one shot. However, there's a second shot that makes this question a lot easier to understand. The second shot is based on a Yerushalmi in Chala. What did Yerushalmi say in Chala? What Yerushalmi says in Chala is somewhat clear. What topic they're talking about is unclear. Often you have this problem in Yerushalmi. You sort of know more or less what the Yerushalmi is saying, but you don't know what topic they're discussing when they say that, which obviously makes, you know, a very, very big difference. So what does the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi says, "B'machlokes, the machlokes tanam in our Mishnah depends on this machlokes." Which machlokes? Kol makom sher tidroch kach rab lechem bo lechem yiyah. Ein b'chal mashav aprodach rab Yudah. May similar Yudah if it's Sifrei meaning border cities, not books. Eretz Yisrael, Aksivim, and Midram, and Gonal, Zevi, and Argon, Nahar, Pros, Kol, Eretz, Achivim, and Yomidol, Moshem, Shev, Mochem, and Lemenu, Sifrei, Eretz Yisrael, today only Sifrei, Chutzlaritz. Okay, one opinion said the Klal only includes the Prat, meaning it's only the exact things. The other Mandover says, no, the exact places are already said. Obviously, the Klal is to be more than the Prat. Okay, what Machlokas Tanoim are they analyzing here? So here we have Machlokas Dino, Farsha, Yerushalmi. The Rosh Sirilau, who came first, he was from the door of Girush Sfarad, 1492. The Rosh Sirilau and the Bnei Moshe say, you know what machlokas they're analyzing? The machlokas, Rav Yehuda and the Chacham about the Sfina. And what's the machlokas? Rav Yehuda says, Ein Mekal Mashav Prat. The only includes what it says in the Chumash. The Chacham is saying it includes even more than it says in the Chumash. Now, what is the Chumash talking about? What pasuk are we talking about? We're talking about the pasuk of Midbar Valvanon Hazeh V'Anhan Har HaGadol Nahar Pros Kol Eretz Achikim V'Yadeh Gam HaGadol Nevo Hashem V'Shiyah Gevulchem. The Gevulus Eretz Yisrael. So here we have, what are they arguing about? Don't say Yanika here. We're not talking about deriving nutrients from soil. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the boundaries and borders of Israel. Rabbi Yehuda thinks the borders of Israel are limited borders, are narrow borders. And the Chachamim think that they are expandable borders. Because if you read further in the Gemara, it seems to be like if you would go conquer more, can you add it to the borders or not? Or exactly how you add it to the borders. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda has a minimal definition of the borders of Israel. The Chachamim have a maximalist definition of the borders of Israel. In which case, what are they arguing about in the boat? They're not arguing about Yanika. They're arguing about the borders of Israel. Now here it gets a little tricky because if they're not arguing about Yanika and they're arguing about the borders of Israel, it's a little hard to continue our Gemara. What does that have to do with the Otzitz Nakov al Gabi Yateidot, etc.?
Maybe is that also arguing about the borders of Israel? Maybe. But that would be a chiddush. But at the very least, you could say that that part doesn't. The Yerushalmi, Lefi, the Rosh Tzurlal, and the Bnei Moshe said, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about, not about Yenika, but about Gvulos Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there are very narrow, rigid borders, which apparently don't include things floating on the air, right? Narrow, rigid borders, which therefore don't include the water. It says only the land, only the Eretz. It doesn't say anything about rivers. I'm saying no, they have expansive borders. I don't mean expansive, I mean expandable borders. Expansive, flexible borders. Which include anything that floats in. This didn't used to be anything here, now all of a sudden they put a boat here? Okay, that's also part of the borders. So in which case, it makes a lot of sense why he says, what's the effect on Gittin? The effect on Gittin is Pashut. What's the Svara? The Svara is Pashut. The Svara of the Chachamim is that the Sfina is in the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda is that the Sfina, if it's not Gosheshet, is not in the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Then it makes perfect sense. What's the connection to Eretz Yisrael? It makes perfect sense. That's the argument. They argue about, basically, they argue about how high the borders of Eretz Yisrael extend vertically, right? Do the borders of Eretz Yisrael also include the airspace? Do they also, it's an interesting question, right? Is a plane flying over Israel and Eretz Yisrael or not? That's a good question, right? Is a boat floating down a river in Eretz Yisrael or not? So that's what they argue about. They argue about what counts as Eretz Yisrael. If they argue about what counts as Eretz Yisrael, then obviously it should affect Gittin. Because Gittin depend on the formal getter of Eretz Yisrael.
Isn't it hard to say that the Rabbi Yehuda has the minimalist approach when just later on in the Gemara it says that anything west of Eretz Yisrael, virtually anything west, is...
That is a great question. And that is a great question. And... L'chor the Yerushalmi should even have also known this. It's taka a good question, meaning if you're going to say, if you're going to say they argue about the expansiveness of the borders for some other purpose, like if you conquer a different country, does it enter the borders or not? Fine. But if you can say, no, they argue about the expansiveness of the borders, klape what's in the water. Then, but yet, klape the islands, and according to the Babli, even the boats in the water, all the way to Cyprus. Rabbi Yehuda's the opposite. It's a good kasha. I don't know. It's a good kasha to think most of the Rosh Hashanah allow. I'll point out, it's not so pashut that it's the right shot. The Ritvaz gives us a different shot.
They don't mean water, you mean boats.
You're right. I was having an awing. I was going back and forth. I was going to say, I'll see Pim, as it were. What do I really mean? I really probably don't mean the water. I mean things floating on the water. You're right. Now the Ritvaz says this is a total misreading of the Yerushalmi. There's a different machlokas in the Mishnah there. There's a machlokas Tanoim about wheat from Chutzlurf that you bring into Israel. Is a chayiv and chala or not? That's what they meant. They meant there's a machlokas if you conquer things and they become part of Eretz Yisrael. Between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Likewise, the machlokas... But if you conquer things, they become part of Eretz Yisrael. That's the same machlokas. If you bring wheat of Chutzlarts into Israel, does it become part of Eretz Yisrael or not? And they say it's not referring to machlokas Rabbi Huna Chacham about the boat, but rather the machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva about imported wheat. Right? It's machlokas of imported wheat. Right? Not I mean, nowadays, right? All the angels' bread is made from imported wheat. Is it chayv and challah or not? It's machlokas tanarim. We paskin yes. But that's like, how is it like expanding the borders? No, it's like conquering. Can you expand the borders by conquering? After all, when you import wheat, you've conquered that wheat and made it part of Israel. So, is conquering wheat make it Israeli or not? Okay, that's similar to the machlokas, where they're conquering,
That's less pashut, because you wouldn't think you would see mitzvahs from it, but you
correct. Correct. This is all complex. Anyway, okay, so far we've seen two drachim. We're still running a little behind. So far we've seen two drachim to understand the machlokas between Rudin and Chachamim. Are they arguing about Yanika? If they're arguing about Yanika, it's a little funny why that should affect Gittin. Either say it doesn't, that's from Nachmar Yitzhak, or say for Yirmiyah and Abaye, maybe it sort of indirectly affects it because people will get confused based on what's high with Chubas or Maestros. Mm-hmm. Or the second era, the Rosh Shorelau and Pnei Moshe, which I admit has a lot of cautions against it, they're arguing about the borders of Israel. They're arguing about the borders of Israel. Of course this belongs in our sugya. This is a sugya about the borders of Israel. This is the sugya of low-plug borders of Israel. Okay, there is a third derech, but we're going to have to wait until next time to see that third derech and to go on to the next Makorah sheet. I'm running a little behind, as you see. So I hope you're also running a little behind. So I will not give out a lot more Makorahs because I don't want to fall further behind.
Okay.